It's time for Sweet Home Cannabama, a show that'll answer all your questions, provide accurate information, and dispel the myths of CBD. You can participate and have your specific questions answered by emailing sweethomecannabama.com. And now for all things cannabis in Alabama, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Thank you for tuning in, everyone. This is Calla Etheridge. I am the executive assistant of Cannabama, the CBD store. Jennifer is out right now handling some canna business, so I'm going to be filling in for her tonight. Thank you guys for tuning in. So we have a really good show ahead of us. We have some announcements to make for our up-and-coming Black Friday. You know, it's Thanksgiving week, so I know everybody's getting ready to stuff their turkeys and eat dressing and get full. And that's going to bring us into talking about Black Friday. And, you know, we got a lot to talk about. We have Mark Bradley, the founder of CBRX. He's going to be joining us, and we're also going to be discussing Delta 8 THC, what it is, what it does, how does it work, and much, much more. So we have so much in store, and I'm just going to jump right in. You know, shout out to Jennifer. She's out on the road right now heading to Montgomery to, unfortunately, shut down one of our stores. COVID-19 is unfortunately on the rampant again. It's been picking up, and I'm grateful that our city has been proactive on the COVID cases. But, you know, we have to stay preventative, and we have to make sure we're taking preventative measures. Wear your mask, you know, make sure you use hand sanitizer, and make sure you're, you know, keeping everything clean so we can have a hopefully get up out of this pandemic. I think we've been in it now since March, and it's just been, it's a very interesting time. We're in new times. It's a new day and time because, you know, we went through the election. That was one thing. And now we're still in the pandemic after the election and going into the new year. You know, I think the new phrase is, you know, used to around this time, people would be like, new year, new me. I think we just need a whole new year for everything to turn things around. But, you know, I send my regards to Jennifer, and you know, she's a really strong, strong woman to be dealing with what she has been dealing with COVID, because with our stores being so hands-on and being able to talk to people and really build that connection, COVID really, really affected us. And Montgomery officially closing is, you know, due to the state shutdown, the restrictions, the backlash over the mandatory mask rules. But, you know, we will be back soon as possible, one way or another. I know Jennifer is very, very adamant on getting multiple locations. We had a location in West Mobile. We had a location in Montgomery and also in Hoover, but COVID definitely affected that. But we're still going strong downtown at 558 St. Francis Street. And that brings me to talk about a few things. We're going to launch several new products this Friday. You know, after everybody gets full and gets their family time out the way, we're going to host a block party on Friday at Cannabama. The CBD store is going to be at 558 St. Francis Street again. We're going to have brand new Cannabama products that are going to be a holiday gift bundle made with Cannabama and Keller Works in collaboration. And we're going to also, during that time of the product launch, that's when we're going to have the block party. And so we're going to have a full block party from 10 to 8. And we're pretty much going to start with all the festivities, and Mark Bradley's going to be there giving away some really good goodies and Delta 8 products. So if you've never experienced Delta 8, then you'll have a chance to come and actually taste it, talk about it, let us know how it makes you feel. And we're going to give it away to the first 50 customers that come through the door. So starting at 6 o'clock. When we start the block party, we're going to give away cake pops, candies, chocolates, you know, gummies. And you can learn about the Delta 8 products and what it does and how it affects you and everything. And So we also want to include our other location, Kanabama in Daphne. They're going to be running some Black Friday specials as well. If you're in that area, Whitney Sheldon is the owner, and she is going to be doing some good specials. She's going to have $20 Ace. She's going to have 50% off of all her markdowns. And all of her purchases that are $50 or more, you get a gift card. And you also get a $5 free store credit. So she's going to be giving out a bunch of things. And shout out to her. And, you know, we're going to keep continuing to strive with this COVID and trying to combat the issues with COVID-19. So a few other things we're going to talk about is the education. You know, Jennifer has always prided herself on education. You know, the thing about it is, I think with cannabis, it's a stigma. It's a really harsh stigma. Some people come in. I remember just last week, we actually just did a podcast with the Lanyap, with Dale, and he wrote a whole article about the legalization of medical marijuana. And with that stigma that's on the word marijuana, cannabis is really important. So Jennifer and all of us got together, and we sat there and did a podcast, answered questions offline. And we also just tried to, you know, clear up some of the questions and stigmas about cannabis. So that's one of the things we're going to get into about CBD and the cannabinoid systems of the body and how it affects you and what it does. And we've went over this many times. I know last month, me and my constituent, my friend Albert from Community Action Organizers, we were on here making sure we educated people on cannabis and CBD and how it affected you with anxiety and depression, and how it affected last month's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Because, you know, one thing about it is, what we talked about is, domestic violence is one of those silent killers right now. It's a lot of domestic violence going on in the world. And because we have been quarantined and cut back, and a lot of businesses have shut down, and the kids are no longer in school like they were. Of course, they've went back now. Thankfully, I know some of them parents are very grateful for that. But, you know, with the kids being at home, everybody, the counselors and teachers used to play that dividing line on when to report things and kind of to seek out family issues that, you know, the kids are not ready to talk about or that are not getting reported. And a lot of things, you, from the numbers that we talked about last month, you know, the rate of domestic violence has went up since COVID started. And that's because the kids are at home and the parents are more frustrated. Jobs are, you know, people are no longer working their normal jobs and businesses are cutting back. The unemployment rate is out of this world right now. I think I was listening to a radio show recently and they compared COVID-19 to the Great Depression on what we've been going through, just how the state of the economy is and just how people are right now. You know, everybody's tense. Everybody has a very anxious feeling about what's going on in the world. You know, you can't even cut the news on anymore and get some good news. You know, you're always getting bad news or news about something that's going to affect you in some type of negative way. So I think that's why CBD is so important, and education on CBD is so important. You know, I was just in the store today and had a customer come in and say, I need something to deal with my stress of being at work. And he was like, I don't care what it is, how I take it. I just need something to help my stress. And I felt good to be able to educate him and give him information on what types of CBD products are tinctures. You know, we have different ways to consume it. Tinctures, gummies, you know, you can eat chocolates, you can use it in your bath products, you can, you know, we even have toothpaste and oral washes and all different things, different ways to consume cannabis. So, you know, we're very open to having anybody come in, and, you know, we have an open door policy. So if you want to come in and disclose information with us and trust, you know, trust us to try to help you with your issues. And that's why Jennifer has such a good reputation in the city. So, well, we're going to come right back. We're going to have Mark Bradley, the founder of CBRX, joining us, and he's going to be talking about a lot of things coming up in our Black Friday special. So thank you for tuning in to Cannabama Radio, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Coming right back at you, this is again Calla Etheridge, the Executive Assistant at Cannabama, the CBD store. Jennifer is out and about handling some canna business. She's en route to Montgomery right now, so we're giving her safe travels. So just as we promised, coming up we have Mark Bradley, the founder of CBRX. Mark, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, Mark, there you go. We got
you
now.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, good. Now that we do all this remote stuff, I guess it's, you know, talking to you from Indiana right now. I'll be down there this week, though.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. You know, I mean, we're in a new day and time. That's what I was just talking about everything being transitioned to kind of quarantined and self-contained and everybody's Zooming, everybody's, you know, Skyping or FaceTiming. So we're just in a new age. Everything's digital.
Yeah, we are. I think people more than ever right now need, you know, sort of turn to the products that we provide to relax and sort of, you know, take away some of the stresses of, you know, everyday life with, you know, under the coronavirus and what's going on. It's just been, you know, rough on a lot of people out there. So
absolutely.
I think our products right now bring more true than ever. So.
Yeah, so that's why it's really important. You know, Jennifer prides herself on, she goes by the motto, educate, advocate, unify, and celebrate. And you know, I'm so excited that finally Friday we'll get to the celebration part of her motto.
Sure,
you know,
sure will.
So let's jump right in. Let's talk about who you are as the founder of CBRX. How did you become the founder? You know, what's that little backstory? You know, people like to hear kind of how you got into it, especially in this type of industry. With the stigma of cannabis, and we recently were just talking about medical marijuana being legalized in many different states in this last election. So how did you get started with CBRX? Where did that come from?
Well, I mean, I'll be frank. I mean, my entire life I've sort of turned to cannabis. I didn't know why when I was, you know, very young and started, I've turned to cannabis. I didn't know why, certainly, as I progressed through the years, why certain strains of cannabis did better for me medicinally than others. And, you know, and so when about 3 years ago, I started looking at CBD and I started taking CBD and I started giving CBD oil, full spectrum CBD at the time, to family members and friends, and I knew that there were great medicinal benefits, and I found quickly that there were great medicinal benefits to CBD oil, non-intoxicating CBD oil. So many, many people out there don't want to be high. They don't want to feel the psychoactive effects, but they certainly want the benefits that cannabis provides. And, you know, in essence, I found that full-spectrum oils, just they weren't as consistent as we need to get the same results month after month after month, because they're very hemp-dependent. And I also started to learn that other cannabinoids, there are, you know, 120 that we know of. There are many, many more, I'm sure. But we're currently testing for about 9 of them, 10 of them. And so I knew that each one of them had a very different effect on me as I started you know, finding CBG, for instance, CBN, right, or CBN.
So you were your own guinea pig for a little while, huh?
Yeah, sure, right. So I've spent the past 3 years in stores giving away cannabinoids and figuring out what they do. And then playing with ratios of cannabinoids together and figuring out what they do. The missing component, really, nationwide has been, you know, the 0.3% THC that they provide us. Isn't always enough, right? So a lot of these products would become a lot more effective if we could even get to 3% THC, And so I'm sort of advocating too for obviously higher limits on oils and, mm-hmm. And that's where we're going.
So just in a simple explanation for those listening out there that want to know the difference between, because I noticed I have a pamphlet in front of me that says CBG, and then, you know, of course, we are the CBD store. So can you simplify that CBD and CBG difference? Like, what's the difference between the two?
Sure. So, like, as I sort of mentioned, we're currently testing in these products, and if you say CBD products in general, if you just categorize them as CBD, mm-hmm. I get much more specific, but we're currently testing for about 9 of the cannabinoids, right? So, mm-hmm. CBG is one of them, CBN is one of them, CBD mm-hmm. is one of them, CBDA, which is the acidic form. So, and again, each one of those cannabinoids does something different. So, what I found with CBG, I was really looking for a full-spectrum oil that would provide consistent benefits, right?
And when you say full-spectrum, but if somebody that's listening for the first time or doesn't know the difference between full-spectrum and broad-spectrum, what's the difference between that?
So full-spectrum oil would be multiple cannabinoids plus THC.
Right.
Okay? And again, though, that's very, very broad, correct? So you could just have CBD and a little bit of THC, and people can technically still call that full spectrum. Mm-hmm. To me, full spectrum would mean whole plant extract. In other words, we are putting that entire hemp plant into the mix, and we're not messing with any levels of CBD. We're not spiking any levels. We're really laying that full spectrum. And it would have, it's a hemp plant, right? So it would have up to 0.3% THC mm-hmm. To be federally legal, right? Broad spectrum, on the other hand, would be multiple cannabinoids with no THC. Now, we say no THC very lightly because really what we're saying is it's non-detectable. Obviously, every hemp plant has THC in it.
Of course.
But in a non-detectable level, it would be considered broad spectrum oil. So multiple cannabinoids and no THC. Multiple cannabinoids with THC would be full, and the opposite would be broad.
Okay. So I guess that's kind of like what puts you in the path of the CBG, is the mother of all cannabinoids.
Right. So I didn't really know. I had CBN at the time, right? I didn't really know. I knew that CBD oil had a decent effect on me. I could get a pretty good effect. From an anxiety perspective, I wasn't getting all that I really wanted. I had at that point recruited a salesperson in the Chicago market, and he ran into a lab that had CBG. And so I tried CBG for the first time about 2.5 years ago. And when I put it in my body, I knew in 10 minutes that, like, for me, certainly that was the cannabinoid that I was interested in. Now, at that time, it was a Czechoslovakian isolate CBG, which we won't go into this, all of that, but I knew that it was something that I wanted in my body. It felt like, that my body certainly received it well. And as I sort of passed it out again, I testing these cannabinoids on people around me and friends, family, and then the broader market in these stores, I found that CBG was almost to a person, very deep, broad effect, and a majority of people in my path would agree that CBG for anxiety is certainly fantastic. And then what we've learned is when you start to add CBD to the mix, CBN to the mix, you get a pain tincture, for instance, you'll get a different effect. And so we've started to get into the ratios of CBD to CBG, CBN to CBG, to find out if we can increase the effects of the other minors with cannabigerol.
Okay. And I noticed you mentioned isolate, and what I know about isolate is it's supposed to be the purest form of CBD, correct? It's like the waxes and the different materials that come from the CBD.
It's interesting you say that, right? So isolate, right? If we isolate cannabinoids, and we can continue to to concentrate them and concentrate them essentially to simplify it until they become crystallized.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get a pure, say, CBD, or you can get a 95% CBG, right? Isolate 98.
Mm-hmm.
But it isolates that cannabinoid from the others. We've really gone to all distillate-based products. In other words, all of our products are oil-based.
Mm-hmm.
So we just feel like cannabinoids work better in concert, in other words, with other cannabinoids.
Mm-hmm.
We've just found in practice that isolating them, it sounds like the purity would be higher, and it certainly is. However, the effectiveness of those products tends, at least in practice, to seem less effective when there aren't other cannabinoids in the mix, if that makes sense.
And I definitely understand because to be honest, I was in the store today, and I suggested an isolate to someone, and she was like, no, I don't want that. Like, just immediately canceling out the isolates and the shatters and the things that we had for what she was looking for. And, hey, let me toot my own horn for a second. I sold one of your products to a guy that walked in, and he walked in. He said, I've never used CBD before. I'm stressed at work. I'm a phlebotomist, and, you know, I work a lot of hours. And he said, my job is really stressing me out to the point where I'm having anxiety attacks. And you know, I suggested your product, and he bought one of your tinctures, the Common Natural. I started him off with the 500 milligram, and I can't wait to hear back from him on his results, because I think that that was going to be the best fix for his problem, because I noticed that you know, the potential medical benefits that it gives, you know, between glaucoma, inflammatory diseases, chronic pain, you know, different types of diseases, insomnia, psoriasis, and things of that nature. So that's why we're going to go into it on the next segment. We're going to talk about Delta 8 and what you're bringing to the table on Friday, and we'll go from there. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Cannabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Well, we're back now. My name is Calla. If you're just tuning in to Sweet Home Cannabama Radio, we have Mark Bradley, the founder of CBRX, on the line. We were just talking about all the medical benefits of CBG. And with CBG being the mother of all cannabinoids, we're going to get into what the mother of all cannabinoids means, and the effects on the human body, and how it really is beneficial. And Mark has a lot of amazing products, that tinctures and things of that nature, that can really help combat a lot of these issues that are going on. So, Mark, tell me, I know we were talking about it right before the last break, but tell me about the mother of all cannabinoids. I know it says something about 113 cannabinoids are found in the hemp plant. So how does that affect the CBG?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, when any time that we can get to the stem cell, right, to the stem cell of a plant, to the stem cell of a gene, for instance, right, when a hemp plant is born, all that is there is CBG. All of the other cannabinoids come from CBG, right? So it would make sense, right, that CBG might potentially be as full spectrum as full spectrum gets, if that makes sense. And
right.
So, again, I encourage folks that have had experience with CBD oil and that maybe aren't getting, some people, hey, they're getting, you guys ask them, you know, when they come into Cannabama, you're asking, hey, how is that product working for you? Because it's not a perfect science. And you say, and they say, well, it's okay. Okay is not good, right? So okay is not going to be okay with Cannabama and
right.
their clients. And so if we want to get so those folks that might, maybe aren't getting the pain relief, maybe aren't getting the anxiety relief that they're looking for, I encourage them to come see you folks and we'll tailor something for them.
Right, because like I said, today I was in the store and we were talking to a customer that came in, and he was having some issues with anxiety and stress. And everybody has a story. I'm just going to be honest. I think that's why having the brick and mortar is so important for that connection, for that, you know, that interaction. Because Jennifer always talks about our demographic is human. So meaning, you know, we don't discriminate on any type of person other than human. And CBD is for everybody. And so I think that's why we work so hard at understanding the root of the problem. If they come in and say they have anxiety, stress, depression, if they have body pains, body aches, chronic pain, you know, if they just stub their toe or, you know, hit their head on something, we want to be able to find that product that really, really pinpoints that. And I think that's why your products are so important, because you've kind of found that niche. You know, that little missing piece, puzzle piece that fills in all those empty spaces with these specific cannabinoids, being the mother of all cannabinoids. And so,
I think that getting you with Cannabama and you folks having each one of these distillate oils that were, you know, with the CBN and the CBG and the CBG and CBD combo, you're able to say, hey, look, I know this person has pain. We know that this product right here seems to have the best effect on pain. Try it here in the store. And I know you folks also are able to provide samples and things where people don't have to spend the money until they know it works.
Right,
I mean, that's
right.
Really important.
Jennifer prides herself, like I said, her motto is educate, advocate, unify, and celebrate. And, you know, that's kind of the process we go through in the store. You know, when they come in, we educate, then we start advocating for the products, and then we unify by bringing them together with the products. And then when they come back, hopefully they'll have a success story that this helped heal this or, you know, help manage this type of pain. And then that we'll celebrate that. And she does give out a lot of samples and gives people that option. And because I know they can become expensive, especially when you get on the tincture side and when you go up in milligrams and things of that nature. I know they can become a little bit expensive, but it's so worth it. It's definitely worth it. And I think that's
look,
what...
Look, if somebody walks in your store in Cannabama, mm-hmm. right, and buys one of a CBRX product and it does not work for them, and they don't feel like it's doing what, if they try it in the store and it works and then they take it home and they're not happy, they bring that bottle back to you, I will give them a 100% money back guarantee, full refund.
Let's repeat that. Did y'all hear that? He will give a 100% money back guarantee if his products doesn't work. That means he stands behind his products and he believes in them. And we do too at Cannabama, because we push them products all the time. So, also, I guess that puts us into the conversation about Delta 8. That's the new new big thing on the block right now. Everybody wants to experience the Delta 8 products. I mean, people come in, what is Delta 8? Is Delta 8, the most common thing I've found out lately is people are not really educated on Delta 8, because they come in and ask for, like, Delta 8 flowers. And I'm like, that's really not possible, but it's a process on education. So I know that Delta 8 is really like a close cousin to the infamous Delta 9 THC. And each unique medical and psychoactive property does different things. So let's, you know, tell us about Delta 8 in your perspective, because I know you pride yourself on doing research and the education on it.
Well, the interesting thing is, right, so as I mentioned, there's Delta 8, so let's talk about Delta 8 and what it is, all right? And let's just put it out there, okay? Delta 8 is THC. And so people say, well, how can you sell THC, mm-hmm. all right? Because THC is not federally legal, right?
Right.
Well, what is the federal definition of THC? The federal definition of THC is 0.87, and this is very technical, but it's 87% of the sum of THCA and Delta 9 THC. Well, it doesn't include Delta 8 THC. And so the innovative people that we are, right, you can actually create Delta 8 THC from CBD isolates, believe it or not. Okay? And it has a very distinct psychoactive effect that mirrors that very closely of Delta-9 THC or THCA, which when heated becomes Delta-9 THC, which is what everybody is used to.
Right.
So in layman's terms, we can use Delta-8 THC now legally to enhance the medical benefits of the products that we have in our SKU, which I am in the process of enhancing Bean's Choice with that, which is my pain tincture, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the process. I have a one-to-one CBD Delta-8 tinctures that are much like people are used to, the one-to-one Colorado tinctures that are Delta-9 and CBD, full-spectrum CBD and Delta-8 THC, is much like that of the one-to-one, and it does have a very distinct psychoactive effect. It does very well for sleep. Some claim that migraines, right, areas that maybe CBD doesn't always hit consistently. We know migraines we have some issues with, arthritis sometimes. And obviously we hear that Delta-8 can, in some cases, help with some of those deeper ailments.
Right. We have to be careful about how we use that lingo because, you know, if we talk too much, Big Pharma might be calling us in a little while.
So, yeah, you're right. And I've been traveling the country for about 3 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Giving cannabinoids away. There are medicinal benefits to cannabinoids. There are distinct medicinal benefits
Fearless.
To cannabinoids.
He's not afraid to say that.
There's no question about that. Okay, and mm-hmm. I skirt the sort of those sometimes. Those are very. I'm kind of you have to be very cautious about how you say things. I know what some of them do. I just can't really say it.
Right, and I see in the pamphlets that you actually list all that stuff on. Like I know it says the effects on the human body that it's. It's antibacterial, it's anti-inflammatory, it reduces inflammation, it aids in sleep for anti-insomnia, it inhibits cancer growth, cell growth, and it's antidepressant, bone stimulant, brain cell stimulant, promotes neuron growth, and it's an appetite stimulant, which is increases appetite. So I see that you actually list that on your pamphlets.
Well, we say that it's the potential, right? The potential benefits are as follows.
Right.
Right. So we don't, there's increasing medical research, right, in these areas of what these cannabinoids do. So they're catching up with what we're seeing at the ground level and what you folks are seeing in Cannabama. Okay. And quite frankly, they're a little behind in what we're seeing on the ground level. Maybe that'll change. Maybe it won't. But my goal is to put cannabinoids in people's hands legally, in the most, that I feel are the most effective, in treating the things that people struggle with the most, that turn to cannabinoids. And now with Delta-8, there's a whole other side to it. Not only the medicinal side, right, that we can use in these tinctures, but now we go to the recreational side because it does in fact have a psychoactive effect.
Right, it does. I've experienced it myself because I wanted to see how it made me feel because I experienced a lot of anxiety and I have a lot of migraines at times and I'm definitely a super insomniac. So with that being said, Jennifer was like, why don't you try some Delta-8? And so I started off with the gummies and me thinking I'm a big dog, I just chewed up a couple gummies and was like, okay, I'm good. And realized 30 minutes later, I'm literally slapped, like can't sit on my bed, can't move, because I'm like, oh man, am I high? I might be a little high right now. So, but it cured my migraine and it made me feel better. And I was a whole lot happier than I was from before I took it. And now I literally suggest Delta-8 to every person that comes through the door. Just because, it's usually what the people are looking for, especially the people that come in and buy a lot of the flowers, that we have, they come in and say, I want your strongest flower, you know, and I say, okay, well, you can get this flower, but, you know, we also have this Delta 8 product, and you know, it does this, and I give them the little pamphlet on it and explain it to them, and normally when they try it and come back, you know, it's a positive result. I tested it out, you know, we tested it out live. We have another show called Headphones On that comes on Thursday, and they had a band playing, and I went on right in the middle of his segment, and I was like, hey, I'm going to give every person in this room a gummy, and we're going to try this out. So we chewed it together, and 15 minutes later, we were all bubbly and having a great time. So, you know, coming up on the next segment, I want to spearhead what we're going to be bringing to the table on Friday, talking about the Delta 8 products, and talk about what you're going to do when you come down here to Alabama, Sweet Home, Alabama. And I know this is not your first time, but, you know, we're welcome, you know, we welcome you back with open arms. So coming back up, we're going to keep Mark on here, and then we're going to get on out of here.
Welcome back to Sweet Home Canabama. Now with all the information you want about CBD, here's your host, Jennifer Boozer.
Once again, it's Calla Etheridge right back at you again. We're back with Mark Bradley, the founder of CBRX. If you're just tuning in, thank you for tuning in. If you've been with us, thank you for holding on. So we're about to talk about our Black Friday event. We're actually going to celebrate Delta 8 all day on Friday. And we're going to have some great Black Friday deals. But beginning at 6 o'clock, we're going to begin our block party. And Mark's going to talk a little bit about what he's going to be doing coming from out of state and what we're going to be giving away. And then we're going to talk about how we're going to kind of operate this event. We want a safe and family-friendly event, but we also want to take the right precautionaries. You know, we don't want you to consume this Delta 8 product and you know, have any impairment. So we definitely suggest Ubering there, or we can provide you services, information on taxi services and shuttle services to get you to and from the event. You know, we just want it to be a great event. So, Mark, what are we doing on Friday?
All right. So, I really look forward to it, first of all.
I'm excited.
I'm super excited. So, what we're going to do is we're going to have the first 50 people that walk in the door are going to get something, right? There's going to be a couple of gummies. We have 25 milligram Delta 8 gummies. We have tinctures. We have samples we can give away. There will be plenty of samples there for everybody who comes, and opportunity to buy, purchase, obviously, from Canabama.
Yeah, we're going to have some great deals that day.
Cake pops, chocolates, cartridges, gummies, you know, you name it, the Delta 8 products will be there for trial and for purchase. And certainly, look, I've almost gone broke giving away cannabinoids, and I will give them away until, like Jennifer, I mean, if people need them, want them, that's really our goal, is to bring Mother Nature into the mix here. So, I look forward to it.
Yeah, I definitely understand what you say about giving it away, because I'm always looking at Jennifer sideways, because I'm like, Jennifer, you're just giving away all this stuff. She's like, well, they need it. They need it. Like, I'm like, okay, well, we need to figure something out. But, I mean, I get it. Now that I've been in the business and gotten educated on CBD and CBG and Delta 8 and all this stuff, like, I understand, like, it's a healer. And so I think that's why it's so important. Now, as far as the event-wise, with us giving out Delta 8 and things of that nature, I know some of the Q&As is, you know, we said we were going to give away, you know, different cakes, pops, and chocolates and things of that nature with different dosage of the Delta 8. But, You know, what do you suggest for, you know, I know you said a shuttle service, but what do you suggest about the families that want to attend? You know, is Delta 8 safe for the kids to consume, or would you suggest not?
No, I mean, it's safe. I believe it's safe. I don't know that, but I believe it's safe. I would not suggest giving it to children. Certainly, all of the stores that I deal with are self-policing at this point, if you want to call it that, and are sort of saying, look, 21 and up on the Delta 8 product. We're just trying to be as responsible as possible. You know, I don't believe that. There's certainly, you know, with the psychoactive effect, I feel like it needs to be an adult decision. So we would ask that everybody there be 18 and above if they're going to consume Delta 8 products, and to purchase them and to get samples, we would ask 21 and up.
Right, absolutely.
And then if somebody who's 21 that's with somebody who's 19 or whatever, then that they would make that decision, right?
Right.
But no, I think under 18, we probably would suggest that Delta 8 would not be something that we would want to consume.
Because I've definitely had customers come in and ask the direct question, especially the ones that purchase the gummies, the CBD gummies, and that especially for the kids that have different issues. I know one lady came in, her child was. Had some epileptic and slight seizures all day long, and she helped medicate with different gummies and tinctures. And she asked about Delta 8 and giving her daughter gummies. And you know, all I did was just give her the information on it because I didn't want to tell her anything wrong at this point because, you know, it is kind of new out there on the market. And I don't want to scare anybody, especially telling them that it's has THC in it. Because another common question is, if I consume Delta 8, will I fail a drug test? So can you explain, the process of that?
Yeah, and so there's also a possibility, a distinct possibility of failing drug tests with CBD products. And drug testing is not... It's going to test for certain drug tests will test for THC specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the lesser expensive tests will only test for cannabinoids. So the broader test, certainly you would fail regardless of what product potentially you were taking.
Mm-hmm.
The more specific tests, the DOT tests and certainly DEA drug tests and most employment tests would test for THC. And if they test for THC at all, and you're using a Delta 8 product, you risk failing that drug test. So we don't know enough yet about this product to say, yes, you're going to pass a drug test. And certainly, right now, I believe that these tests aren't specific enough to differentiate between Delta 9 THCA and Delta 8.
I think that's why education is so important, and especially for people like you and like Jennifer in the industry to advocate and educate. So, you know, we can get more information on it and people like you and her stay up to date on the education materials about it. And as y'all are advocating, you know, people are learning how to consume it, why to consume it, and when to consume it. And I think that's really important. And I think the block party is going to go really well because, you know, we picked a great time from 6 until. We didn't put a limit on the time because, you know, we don't want to cut people off from having a good time. And, you know, you're here and we want you to have the best time that you can, especially even though we're and don't forget your mask because we are still in a pandemic. And that's what we want to remind everybody. And if you don't have a mask when you get there, we will definitely have one for you at the door. I have we did give away hemp masks for a while, but we will have all types of different things and preventatives for COVID and just to keep everybody safe. I know I don't know how it is in the state that you're in, but in Alabama, in some areas, we still have a mask mandate. Like, you cannot even enter that building if you don't have a mask on, and they will refuse your service. And it gets kind of crazy when we do that. Now, in our store, we definitely ask for people to wear a mask, but we want people to be comfortable enough to you know, just be free and still safe at the same time. So is there any other events coming up for you besides Friday with us that, you know, you can tell the people about?
I do. I will be at Golden Temple in Birmingham, Alabama on Saturday.
Okay.
That will not be necessarily be a Delta 8 event. That will be a more of a CBG CBD. It's more of a whole foods type situation, more of a holistic foods store. So we're not promoting necessarily Delta 8 there. And then I'll be at Green Lady in Huntsville, Alabama on Monday.
Oh, so you're going to be in Alabama for the whole weekend.
Going I will. I'm looking forward to it. I love it down there.
Well, I'm sure that you are going to enjoy your time here. And I really, really want to give you another thank you for taking the time out to do the radio show with me. And I can't wait to meet you in person on Friday. And we're going to have such a good time. I mean, I'm excited. And I wish you safe travels as you get here. And, you know, stay safe out there.
Well, thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing y'all down there for sure. I'll even say y'all.
Y'all, that's it. That's the country word right there. You know, we're in the real L.A., the lower Alabama.
And the farther north you get, the stronger the mask mandates are, by the way.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, stay safe out there. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Sweet Home Canabama Radio. We are definitely wishing Jennifer safe travels. And please tune in next week. We're going to have so many things, much more things in store to talk about. Thank you for tuning in. Sweet Home Canabana Radio, 106.5.